Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. River breakup is beginning in the interior during a weekly breakup teleconference this morning. National Weather Service hydrologist Karen Endres said she's received reports of ice moving on several rivers.
The 40 mile started to break up yesterday and is pushing water out onto the river in Yukon River at this point. The Chena River here in Fairbanks is actively got ice going through the town at the moment, and the Tanana River is breaking up, and it's down about Nenana area right now.
Nenana Ice Classic manager Sherry Fornes says ice is still holding where the tripod is set up in front of the city, but conditions are deteriorating.
Well, it looks like we're starting to get a lot of darker spots on the ice, which indicates that the ice is rotting. We've got water running on the south bank here in the proper of Nenana where we can see it. Upstream from us, probably about 3/4 of a mile to a mile, there's a big area of water where the ice is, just dissipated.
Fornes says the Nenana River, which flows into the Tanana just downstream of the city, went out on Saturday and is sending water over the ice. This year's Ice Out guessing game jackpot is $233,000. Alaska health officials say kids aged 12 to 15 will soon become eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. Alaska Public Media reports that Dr. Coleman Cutchins updated school personnel on authorization status during a call yesterday.
I would be really shocked if the end of May, we still didn't have authorization yet for Pfizer and kids 12 and up.
Cutchins says it's unclear when eligibility will expand to kids under 12 because not enough people have enrolled in trials for that age group. I'm Dan Bross.